Medical Circle of Care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three names now on the list of people hoping to become chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Former DNC Chair Howard Dean wants the job. So does Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison. Now the latest to announce that he's in the running, South Carolina Democratic Party Chairman Jamie Harrison. Ellison is calling for Donald Trump to rescind one of his early appointments. Here's Joe Gomez.
Keith Ellison says Trump should rescind the appointment of Steve Bannon as chief strategist because Bannon is, quote, adored by white supremacists. Defenders of Bannon say that is not the case.
President Obama beginning his final trip of his presidency.
I look forward to my first visit in Greece, and then in Germany I'll visit with Chancellor Merkel.
The president speaking yesterday. He's now arrived in Greece. He will then move on to Germany and Peru. This is USA Radio News.
As 2016 winds down, LegalZoom asks, did you accomplish everything you set out to do this year? There's still time. Say you'd like to finally start that dream business, but don't know whether to incorporate or form an LLC. Maybe you're ready to plan for your family's future, but aren't sure whether a last will or a living trust is right for you. That's where LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys available in 48 states can help, without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
President Obama comments on the passing of a well-known journalist. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Longtime PBS anchor Gwen Ifill is dead at the age of 61 after fighting cancer.
I always appreciated Gwen's reporting, even when I was at the receiving end of one of her tough and thorough interviews.
Ifill was one of the most prominent African-Americans in the journalism industry.
ICE is calling for attacks on U.S. Thanksgiving traditions like the Macy's Parade in New York. Now the NYPD is responding.
The NYPD's counterterrorism point man, John Miller, says the ISIS propaganda is no surprise. Parade security will have a familiar look.
As you may recall from last year, the route was lined with hundreds of blocker cars at intersections, very much the way we do along a presidential route.
While Miller says more options may be added, he stresses the parade is safe.
Bring the family. I always go. Always bring mine.
Ethan Harp, New York.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A Michigan police officer suspended for driving around a protest against Donald Trump's election while flying a Confederate battle flag from his truck is now out of a job. Michael Peters resigning yesterday from the Traverse City Police Department. That after he was suspended over the weekend. He was off duty at the time of the incident, and an investigation is continuing to determine if he did break any laws during that incident. With a report on internet freedom around the globe, here's tech correspondent Larry Olson.
A report says internet freedom across the globe declined for a sixth consecutive year. Pro-democracy think tank Freedom House says two-thirds of the world's internet users live under regimes of government censorship. Freedom House ranked China as the worst abuser of internet freedom.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who failed in his own attempt at the White House, says Republican Donald Trump reached out to people in ways that nobody else running for the White House did.
What he did is he tapped into a lot of pain and anxiety and angst that the American people are feeling, which is very rarely reported in the media or understood by the punditry.
On The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Sanders also saying he hopes Trump surprises him.
I hope I'm wrong. And I hope, in fact, he does follow through on some of his ideas about creating jobs and raising wages.
Sanders pitching his new book, Our Revolution. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during a radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. It's time for Chamber Radio weather. For today, showers likely mostly before 3 o'clock, otherwise cloudy with a high near 53. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 37. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 59. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 40. Thursday and Friday, sunny skies with highs in the low 60s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. And Sunday, slight chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Although I'm looking at Sunday night, it's saying a slight chance of rain and snow, not the S word. Hopefully they're not right. But that's HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. And now it's time for Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm Michelle Heidi. With me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton, Heidi, and Associates. And we have special guests here today to talk about National Family Caregivers Month. So we welcome back Kelly and Chris. They were on our show about a month or two ago, and we're excited to have them back here today.
And if you listened last week for our rerun, it was a rerun of Kelly and Chris. So you already have some basic information about what they do and why it is so valuable to all of us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us back on.
You're welcome. All right. So there's so much to talk about. So let's talk a little bit first about National Family Caregivers Month.
Thank you so much. National Family Caregivers Month was deemed appropriate by the White House. President Obama started this 2 years ago. And this year, for November 2016, National Caregivers Month is Take Care to Give Care, which the translation to that is when you are caring for a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, the takeaway is that it's important that you are able to care for yourself. And that's something that we look forward to speak to you a little bit further about and give elaboration on.
All right.
Well, that is so important because, you know, I think anybody who's had the experience of caring for an elderly loved one has gone through so much stress, and I can't imagine it not just raising havoc with their own health and their own personal lives. So it's good that you're here. You can tell us exactly what folks need to be doing.
Okay.
Where would you like to begin?
Well, thank you. According to U.S. News, there was an article on November 9th, 2016, that gave some statistics, and they were in 2015, 15 million Americans dedicated over 18 billion hours, and that's valued at $2,021.3 billion worth of caregiving services. I think it's just really important that we bear in mind that everyone has their emotional and physical threshold. There's nothing more precious than our friends and family, but I think it's also important that we are able to have and know our own limits. Everyone has that threshold. Whether you're physically exhausted because you're not sleeping or your mind is wandering during the day and you're preoccupied, there could be challenges that are facing your work world or your personal world that's not directly affecting your care, but sometimes it's really hard to shut off. And I think those are just some of the points that the theme to caregivers this month is, take care to give care, is that you need to be able to take care of yourself.
Yep, absolutely. I know, from personal experience, my mother-in-law has a live-in caregiver, and it just amazes me, you know, the amount of energy that goes into every single day. And, you know, we always offer, you know, take a few hours, go do something for yourself. No. We're like, no, please do. Take time to yourself, because it's so important. Unfortunately, my mother-in-law is relatively, I don't want to say she's easy to take care of, but she doesn't talk back much, and she's very nice to deal with, which I know can also be challenging because, there are lots of illnesses and things that are out there that can affect older folks where maybe they're a little grumpy sometimes. I mean, we all get grumpy sometimes, but, you know, there are challenges that go with taking care of others, and whether it's, again, whether it's a family member or whether it's somebody else that's brought into the home to take care of. I think that the caregivers definitely need some time to themselves to take care of themselves, and also need, you know, it's important to provide them with some gratitude and appreciation on an ongoing basis as well. You know, like I said, it's a very important job and a very important role for someone to have, and I think sometimes they're underappreciated.
So I think that, anyone who's parented children has a very clear understanding of this. Every parent wants their children to be happier, more successful. You want it to be an improvement upon where your own life is, and you want to set them up for the best things. And so we get very involved, and we try and promote all this independence and all the things, whatever values that particular parent has. But I have four kids, and I love every single one of them, but I loved when they were all gone and I had an afternoon to myself. Or if my husband would say, you know, go ahead with your girlfriends, go for the weekend, because you really need that to refuel so that, and just step away, get some objectivity so I could come back and say, oh yeah, I actually do still really love them and like them, but sometimes you need, you know, a little space to see that. And the same thing is true when you are, especially from a family perspective, if you are caring for a family member, an older adult who's a family member, there's that whole guilt component of no one can care for my children or my mother the way that I can.
Right.
And so if you step away, it's such a big worry that something's going to happen while you're not there because they're not going to do it the right way. So, or your way, which of course is always the right way.
Exactly.
Oftentimes what we encourage the adult children or the people who are assisting the senior is have them visualize them walking into their favorite coffee shop. Are you going to order a small or a medium or a large? And we explain to them is that, you know, small, you need to take care of yourself. A small order for yourself is maybe a 15-minute walk. A medium would be maybe having an opportunity for a meal out or out with what Kelly said with the girls for a movie or just, you know, being offline.
Right.
Or large is being able to be away for a weekend. Making sure, again, hiring people, having your T's crossed and your I's dotted so you can feel comfortable so you have that opportunity to recharge. And again, I can't stress this enough, is that people need to be proactive when it comes to caring for their loved ones, but also for themselves, because it's a lot easier to always have their plans in place and having that emotional roadmap, physical roadmap, that you have plan A, plan B, plan C, but not have to make immediate decisions, because sometimes common sense and emotion don't play well. Most of the time that's the case.
Right.
And that's what we do for our clients and our adult children, is always offering them situational questions so the tough questions can be asked ahead of time, so they're really limit that risk of, man, I wish I knew now or I wish I knew then what I knew now.
Right, right. Nope, absolutely.
You know, Chris, you just said something that sparked something for me, which is you said, you know, people need to get offline. And actually, I think that in this day and age, that's a problem in particular. So even if I do go away for the weekend, say, with friends, I have my cell phone and my computer, and there's some part of you in the back of your mind that actually never disconnects. It's very hard to disconnect from that. And so I'm, you know, I think that's probably a big problem for many of us as well. You don't actually get the full rest that you need, because really part of you is still engaged, because you know you're still reachable.
Right.
And so it's not quite sure what to do about that, because of course it's a beautiful thing to be able to be contacted for in an emergency, but I think that we have to find ways to actually completely disengage somehow.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a very good point. I think that that's something, yeah, that affects pretty much everybody.
Right.
For sure. How do you truly disengage, not disengage, but just, yeah, have that downtime to recharge your battery so that you can then have more energy to devote to the things that you need to devote your time to and your energy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same as being at a soccer game, but people from work are texting you, right?
Right, right, exactly. Yeah.
Soccer game. Supposed to be family time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, I hate to have to interrupt here. We have to take our first break, and then we'll be back to share some additional great information here from Kelly and Chris in regards to National Family Caregivers Month. Again, you're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Free will every single time.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com. Again, this is Michelle Heidi with me, Joe Patton, and we have our guests here today, Chris Kellogg and Kelly McNamara from Nightingale Solutions. And actually, before we get back into the heart of things, I know Joe wants to give a quick market update. He's
Michelle, over the last seven trading sessions, and it looks like we're having a bit of a mixed day today. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 41.5 points at 18,827. The S&P 500 is up over 7, about a third of a percent, and the NASDAQ is up just under 42 points. Over in Europe, stocks are mixed. People still looking at the Trump policy and the movement of the dollar and bond yields. The FTSE is currently up 33 points. The DAX is up 26, the CAC is up 24, all somewhere between a quarter and a half a percent. Taking a look over at oil, oil is up a whole $1.75 a barrel to $45.07. Gold prices are positive, up $2.10 to $12.28.80. And the 10-year Treasury yield continues to move higher. We are now up to 2.23%. Wow. That's the update.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. And actually, if Chris and Kelly, if you can share a little bit of your backgrounds and then also share your contact information for our listeners today, that would be great.
Sure. I am Kelly McNamara. I'm a registered nurse of 30 years and have spent much of that time in long-term care, running a nursing home, working and running a nursing home. And Chris is my partner, and he is a social worker. I guess I can let you speak for yourself, but our offices are located at 148 West End Avenue in Somerville, and the number where you can reach us is 908-452-6644 or info@nightingalenj.com.
All right. Well, thank you.
Very good.
So, and we continue.
And we continue. So let's see. You brought some great handouts with you here today. And actually, what we'll do is we'll look to post them on our webpage so that our listeners can have access to those. And I also want our listeners to know that we're looking to have Chris and Kelly do a workshop next year. So stay tuned to our show, and you'll learn more about the specifics as far as date and time and everything, because there's so much information that they can cover with us. It's hard to cover everything in our show during an hour time frame. So some great information here in terms of 6 steps to living well while caring for aging parents, a quiz to see if your caregiver flame is about to fizzle, which looks interesting, and then some of the hidden costs to caring for an aging parent. So let's see, which topic should we tackle next?
Well, how about we speak briefly about burnout can happen to anyone? Before we go any further, we'd like to give credit where credit is due. Nightingale NJ Elder Care Navigators are proud members of the Aging Life Care Association. And these documents are provided by fellow colleagues of ours, the one that we'll discuss briefly now. Again, burnout can happen to anyone, was a white paper written by our colleague Julie Gray, who again is a social worker. She offered a takeaway quiz that I'd like to ask everyone a couple questions, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll go down the question now, down the list of questions. The first is, if this feels true to you, that the description, this describes my situation at this time, or the other answer would be false, this rarely isn't the case in my situation. And I'll go down the line. 1, I feel emotionally drained because of my caregiving duties. 2, I've developed a negative attitude. 3, I feel stressed out more than not. 4, I have more medical problems as a result of being a caregiver. 5, I feel more depressed and anxious than before I became a caregiver. 6, I'm not successful as a caregiver. 7, I have trouble sleeping at night. 8, I feel alone, no one helps me. 9, I have trouble making time for myself and taking a break. 10, I feel trapped in my caregiving roles. 11, I feel hopeless and as if there is no help for my situation. Or 12, I've become angry and frustrated and sometimes take my anger and frustration out on the person I care for. Now, all of these situations are overwhelming to people because the old adage that says, you know, aging isn't for sissies. We had a caregiver say, well, aging isn't for sissies, but either is caregiving. And both people are right. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've answered more than one of these, you're starting the slippery slope of burnout, and it's important to be able to reach out to a group like Nightingale NJ to offer assistance or friends that can help you have that emotional support, put you in contact with different programs and services, or come to your house and have discussions about what sort of options, and for us to hear a little bit more to be able to find out how we can assist you, because there are always options, there's always interventions that can be done.
So I think that for a long time, I think it's getting a little bit better now, but for a long time there was a stigma about actually asking for help, as though, especially if it comes to if you are caregiving for a spouse, to admit that you are unable to love your spouse the way they need to be loved and cared for is a huge hit and for the couple. And people really did not want to ask for help. They don't want to be a burden to their children, and that's still true.
Right.
But also, if there was something like, especially if there's a diagnosis of dementia, or even if there's not a diagnosis but symptoms of dementia involved, people are embarrassed to admit that to their family and friends and reach out for the kind of assistance that would actually only make their situation better, of course.
Right.
You know, my own situation with my mom with Alzheimer's, in 55 years of marriage, it was the first time I really heard my parents, I knew that my parents had an argument, and that my mother absolutely berated my father when he sat down and told her that he had told some of their closest friends that she had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. She was furious. She felt it was an invasion of her privacy, and she felt so vulnerable and embarrassed. But in fact, what it did was rally those friends to be able to support them instead of feeling like, oh my God, Florence just, she's so rude. She's not showing up for our lunch appointments. Mm-hmm. She doesn't care. She never reaches out. And so instead of them having hurt feelings, right, they were able to rally and support my parents in a way that they had not before. And they were a tremendous support system to both of my parents through the entire process. So
it's
really important to reach out and not be afraid or embarrassed.
Right. No, absolutely. That's a very good point, because I can definitely see that, you know, again, if it's a, no matter who's, especially with spouses, because of course, you know, spouse, oh, I can take care of my spouse, we're married, da da da. And then, you know, being afraid or feeling like being afraid to ask for help, as you mentioned, and letting people know. Because again, unfortunately, I think that in most people's brains, there's this stigma attached, oh my gosh, it's Alzheimer's or it's dementia, or it's, and it's not, you know, it is what it is. And the more you let people know, the more that they'll help, you know, pitch in and help out. And it's not, you know, it's difficult for everybody. But again, I think the key is just to start, you know, I guess as for us all to start spreading the word that it's not something you should be afraid of or something you should be ashamed of. It can happen to all of us, you know, at any age, realistically.
Right.
So it's important to get that support network going, because that's one thing that, you know, I think that we also all realize is that when you ask for help, you'll be amazed at how many people offer to help and have the ability to help you. So don't be afraid, you know, don't be afraid to ask. You know, it's interesting. I'm reading part of this one handout and just some of the statistics as far as, you know, one of the studies that was done through the National Alliance for Caregiving and the AARP 2004 study, that 51% of caregivers report that they have less time for families and friends because of their role, and 44% give up vacations, hobbies, and social activities. You know, in fact, a common caregiver refrain is, I just don't have time to take a break. You know, yet as, you know, as you're discussing, it's so important to be able to take, whether it's a short 15-minute walk outside or, you know, a couple of hours just getting out of the house and spending time with someone other than the person that you're caring for. Because I'm sure that the person that you're caring for also wants you to be able to do that. Because I'm sure that, you know, as my parents always say, we never want to be a burden. We never want to be a burden, you know, that type of thing. So I think it's important, you know, for everybody involved.
You know, absolutely. Of course, I'm terrible at statistics and numbers. So, unlike your daughter, I would love to get out of math class anytime I could. But what I do know that there are statistics out there that caregiver syndrome is a real diagnosis. It is a diagnosis, and it is something that many people suffer from. And in fact, there's a huge percentage of caregivers who actually either end up in the hospital or end up passing away before the person that they're caring for, because wow, the stress is so real and so big that it overwhelms them.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You know, that is why it is so important to take care, because
right,
you
right.
need to sleep, you need to eat. You know, those are the basic things. Just getting yourself some good sleep, some fresh air, some good food, and laugh, you
right.
know, a chance to laugh. Those are your basic things to in order to start taking care of yourself so you can be a better caregiver to the person that you love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wonder if there are, I don't want to call them caregiver support groups, but like, you know, caregiver meetups where they can all get together, you know, once a month and have dinner and, you know, talk about things other than the people that they're caring for. And, you know, I would think that that would be a kind of a forced way for them to, you know, you know, we'll come and babysit mom. We want you to go out and
yes.
and have some fun.
Yep.
Absolutely. Hunterdon Medical has a lovely program for caregivers.
Oh, great.
Most hospitals offer at some length different programs for different caregivers who are taking care of their loved ones for different things. Everything from, like what Kelly said, Alzheimer's, dementias, to cancer diagnosis, to Parkinson's. And it's important that you have that opportunity, and the feelings that you have, whether them be emotional, feeling depressed or isolated, angry or frustrated, it's not you alone. That this is a process, and letting people know, and it, to commiserate, but also say, this helped me, this might help you.
Right.
And you're going
right.
to also know, never mind the checklist, you're going to have the physical symptoms when you get to that point of the fatigue, of the headaches, of the sleeping problems, high blood pressure. There was a study that was done in 2002 that Kelly alluded to from Stanford that found that 63% of caregivers caring for people with Alzheimer's and dementia had a higher mortality rate than those people who were not caring for someone. The study had shown through a pilot study, 80% were found that they had a higher level of cortisol, a condition that puts them at greater risk for different heart diseases and some cancers. So you need to let things out. All of us, we can't just be a sponge. Problems got to come in, but they got to wash away. And what we do at Nightingale NJ is we bring together a team for what you need, a comprehensive team, not just a financial, medical, but the emotional, at an opportunity to make it most cost effective, but not just for our clients, but the adult children. And that's what the end of the day we offer our clients, to make sure that their voices are always going to be heard. We offer power and control for our clients that offers them dignity. And at the end of the day, for the adult children, we offer them peace of mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, listeners, don't feel like you have to be at it alone. You know, there are many, many valuable resources out there, and Chris and Kelly are definitely the folks to reach out to that can help you with all of that. Because again, you know, knowledge is power, and the good and the bad of technology. There's so much information out there. You don't have to feel like you have to yet spend time yourself trying to figure out all these resources. You have this, you know, great group of individuals here that can help you. They've already sorted through all of that, and they can help you figure out what makes the most sense for you and your family, which, again, is huge because, you know, caregivers, again, don't feel like they don't have time to do anything for themselves. So this would be another thing that they would feel like, oh, my gosh, now I have to do this and figure out, you know, how do I learn more about this, that, or the other thing. And it's just a matter of picking up the phone and reaching out to the two of you to take some of that, I don't want to say burden, but to take some of that off of their hands and be able to better help provide the guidance and direction that they may need. Because they may not even know what they need.
So I just want to throw out there, too, because we've been talking a lot about family members as caregivers, but also many people hire caregivers to assist. You know, hopefully, when you need to, you're willing to reach out and hire caregivers to come into the home and assist. And I guess I just want to throw a plug out there that these mostly women, but these caregivers really, really supply a support system and that is so valuable. And it's not financially rewarding, but it's such a necessary part of what we need as families. And so I would just say, please remember to say thank you to those caregivers. They're in there. You know, again, I just had this conversation with somebody the other day who was so aggravated that she was paying a babysitter $10 an hour. And she said, you know, but my kids are in bed. They're not even doing anything. It's so frustrating. But the fact is, there's nothing more important than your kids. So you, if you want a decent babysitter, you better pay. I don't even know what the going rate is anymore. But you have to be willing to pay. And so these, the caregivers for older adults, they're usually through agencies, generally through agencies, and it's sort of a more regulated in terms of how much you're going to pay. But be willing to pay for it because they're providing a service that you really need that's beneficial to everyone and can be very thankless. So say thank you. Try and help support them so that they can support you and your loved one as well. So that's my plug for the caregivers.
No, no, absolutely. I agree. Agree 100%. You know, I always, I don't want to compare, but I feel like, you know, teachers and caregivers are the most underpaid for the amount of, for what they provide to people, you know, the peace of mind and, you know, we all know we get what we pay for. So right. If you want to make sure that you find someone that you can trust and that knows what they're doing, because again, you know, of course I'd love to help my parents if something happens, but, you know, A, I have my day-to-day job that I do, I have kids of my own, and I'm not a doctor or nurse or social worker. I wouldn't know what to do, and so being able to find the right people and the right fit for the family so that there is that peace of mind so that the children and the family members can go about their normal daily lives and leave it to the experts to do what they do really well. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Saying thank you is huge and goes a long way.
Right.
Like as you mentioned, some of the things that they have to do are things that especially, you know, children wouldn't want to have to do, nor would the parents want their children to have to do.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
With that, I think it's time for another break.
Oh, okay.
And when we come back, we will have more conversation about what people need to know as far as caring for aging parents or friends.
All right.
You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100 and Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NATO chief expressing confidence that under Donald Trump, America will be a nation
which will live up to all the commitments of the United States and the alliance.
And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he's pleased to hear that Trump is communicating with the Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think it is a very normal thing that President-elect Donald Trump speaks to world leaders, including, of course, the leader of Russia. And the message from NATO has been that we want dialogue with Russia.
Google saying it's working to keep ads off websites that put out fake news. The company developing a new policy to stop websites that misrepresent content from being able to use its AdSense ad network. It comes as Google, Facebook, and Twitter are catching heat for letting false information get disseminated. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, it's 11:40, and we're talking about weather behind the scenes. It's time for a weather update here on 100inchamberradio.com. See, I'm having trouble connecting to the weather. So let's see. Let's try this again. It's kind of gray and dreary out there today. And it looks like we have showers likely for this afternoon with a high of 53. A little bit chilly tonight with a low of 37, but then things start to warm up. As Joe mentioned, it looks like convertible weather for those of you that have convertibles. Both Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it looks like high in the upper 50s and low 60s with sunny skies leading into the early part of the weekend, and then it looks like there might be a slight chance of some rain kicking back in on Sunday. But it looks like a pretty pleasant forecast up ahead of us once we get through today. So that's 100 in Chamber Radio weather. All right, and we are back with Kelly and Chris. And I was thumbing through one of the information packs that you provided, and one of the points came up. Has it become a way of life to spend a day cooking for your aging parents while consuming unhealthy fast food yourself? No time for your own home-cooked meals. I'm sure that happens a lot.
Of course, I have my thumbs up because unhealthy, non-home-cooked meals is what my life is all about.
I think it's true, you know, for a lot of folks, especially the sandwich generation, where you have your parents to help care for, you have your children to help care for, and you're spending so much time caring for them, again, you know, not spending enough time caring for yourself.
You know, along those lines, food is truly a human's last pleasure. It's such a loaded, it's not just sustenance, it is emotion, it's showing affection, it's really everything. And sometimes with what physicians say that, oh, well, your blood pressure is up or your salt rate is up. Oh, no added salt, no added sweet, or, you know, now you're older, so you need to have different restrictions on your swallowing, so you need a puree meal or thickened liquids. Mm-hmm. That's hard. And that's hard to give. It's hard to receive. And the exchanges can be very challenging, just because someone may not remember what they had for breakfast, doesn't not remember what they got right now. And what is this? Well,
right.
It's what it is. It's a hot dog. It may not look like a hot dog because mm-hmm. it's pureed.
Right.
Or, and some of the things are just even more labor intensive. So it's harder for the person preparing it, whether it be a spouse. And it's harder because you don't have that reciprocal love and affection. This is exactly what I wanted, honey. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, again, they can't remember what they had for breakfast doesn't mean that they don't have a part of that brain that doesn't have the capacity to unleash some emotional haymakers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So for the caregiver, you know, in terms of the caregiver, it is really important, and it's true. We do forego so many things for ourselves. As caregivers, we forego good food. We forego sleep. We forego exercise, as we discussed before. And the truth is, like, those three things in particular are so essential to to maximizing your caregiving ability, you know, your brain uses 80% of your energy. And so you have to fuel your body so that your brain can function. This is why kids who aren't eating, you know, at the end of the day in school, they're exhausted. They don't do well on their tests because they, as you know, your mother always says, eat a good breakfast to carry you through the day. And so you need, you know, the older we get, the more we realize the importance of maintaining those nice, even blood sugar levels. That's not just nonsense,
right,
you know,
right,
old wives' tales that, that, you know, that we heard. They actually have scientific basis, now we know. So you do need to eat a good breakfast. You do need to, and of course, good meals throughout the day. They don't have to be big meals, like,
right,
you know, the big feed at dinner time. You don't need to do that. But to have, like, five smaller meals throughout the day is really important to maintaining your energy level so you can be effective, not just as a caregiver, but as a husband, wife, mother, father, daughter, whatever, and in your work life as well. The sleep is the same thing. You know, actually, there's... we know for whatever reason that our bodies need sleep, and your body really needs that to rejuvenate your brain. If you don't get sleep, there's some study about some family in Italy, I think, that died from lack of sleep. Now, they had some weird genetic thing, but it's actually the lack of sleep that killed them. They couldn't sleep, so their brain just runs out of energy. You start losing weight, then all your organs shut down. And they died from lack of sleep.
Wow.
And, of course, that's an incredibly extreme example. But we all know, if you don't get a good night's sleep, you just, you don't function so well the next day. And if you keep not getting good night's sleep, it has, you know, a snowballing effect.
Right.
So the food, the sleep, all of those things are really important to do. And there are little simple things you can do to make that easier for yourself, like... although we all love, many of us love a nice glass of wine at night, really you shouldn't really have a glass of wine with dinner, but don't have it after that, because if you have a couple glasses of wine or alcohol at night, that blood sugar is going to change in the middle of the night, and you're going to be laying there wide awake, and it impacts your sleep, right? So have your glass of wine with dinner, but then don't have anything after that.
Right.
Make your room nice and dark. Don't, you know, keep your computers off. Just have, you know, read a book, do quiet things, calm your mind down. Just allow it to settle before you go to sleep.
Absolutely. So. Started coloring again.
Really?
Cathartic, and it's a wonderful.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing. Beautiful mandalas.
Well, I don't know how beautiful they are. Because I'm one of those, you know, I have to stay in the lines, and everybody's like, no, that's not the purpose. You're stressing yourself out. It's supposed to be relaxing. Just color however you want to color it. But, you know, the kids, you know, are like, why can't we have televisions in our rooms? I'm like, because you can't, because I don't want it disrupting your sleep. You need sleep. I don't have a television in my room either.
Right.
But again, it's tuning out from some of that stuff that keeps your brain, you know, my brain is still always going 24/7. So the more that I can do to keep it from at least, you know, going even faster when I'm trying to sleep, the better. But it's so true. You know, things like the basic necessities of life, the sleep and the food and the drinking lots of water. And again, there are, I don't want to say shortcuts, but, you know, if you do have time on the weekends to cook, you know, cook a bunch of meals that you can cook in a crock pot and freeze some, and then that way you're not constantly stressing every day, oh my gosh, what do I need to make for mom or dad, and what about myself, and all that kind of stuff. So, again, there's, nowadays, you don't even need cookbooks. You can go online and search, you know, even if you have dietary restrictions, you know, search and find some great things that you can cook and have on hand and that type of thing as well. So,
right. Yeah.
It's extremely important.
So, I think just one pearl of wisdom that we'd like to offer is just making sure that people need to be proactive with different things versus reactive. All the emotions and all the physical challenges that we mentioned, you can't hide from. And ourselves and other healthcare professionals would all down the board would say, let's have a conversation before you are in crisis mode, because can medicine and people, professionals, help put things back together afterwards? most of the time, but it's better to see the challenges, acknowledge the challenges, because when there's challenges, again, there's also going to be solutions.
Mm-hmm.
10 tips that I think would be beneficial for everyone to take away is, again, seek support. I don't think along the lines of what Kelly said is that it's not a weakness. It's a strength, knowing that sometimes everybody needs a lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be friends or physicians, Nightingale NJ representatives, or anybody, mm-hmm. because everybody needs a wingman or a wingwoman to help themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, along the lines of National Caregivers Month, is you need to take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you are run down, you're exhausted, you are sick, you're not going to be of greater assistance to anybody else. Accept help from others. People don't offer assistance unless they want to. You oftentimes get what you receive. When you're a good person, you offer assistance. Let people in who want to. And they don't need to take over everything, but start small. What would it help to maybe have that basket of clothes folded for you if you're exhausted? Or can you run to the grocery store and pick this up or mm-hmm. that up? Learn effective coping mechanisms. You know, taking a couple deep breaths, eating well, knowing your strengths and knowing what your challenges are. You need to take a break. Everybody needs to take a break, whether it be mm-hmm. a small cup of coffee, a large cup of coffee, or a medium one. Go mm-hmm. offline. Watch out for the signs of what we talked about, because, again, there are statistics out there that there's going to be negative effects if you don't be proactive. And that Stanford study that care professionals have seen that for years, and now in 2002 it was put to numbers, and you can't hide from numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Be open to suggestions. And if you hire someone, if you bring a friend on board, know that you're going on the same direction. Doesn't mean that you're on the exact same path, but if you get to the same destination and the sequencing of things are different, it's not bad. Let people
Very good
assist
point.
You. Organizations having systems in place. Make sure that, again, all your legal documents are in order, so you have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C in order. And give yourself credit when credit's due. Again, it was one of our clients that said, you're right, caring's or growing older is not for sister, but it's not for sissies, but taking care of someone's not for sissies either.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full-time job, whether you're physically assisting, on call, or assisting everything. It's oftentimes a calling, not a choice. Sometimes it's forced upon you. Sometimes it's you come across it. But know that you're doing everything what you possibly can do.
Mm-hmm.
And reaching out for help is a strength.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Let's see. Well, we still have a few more minutes to wrap up to the show. So let's see. In terms of, let's talk about, again, maybe a couple of things for the caregivers that are listening. Hopefully they've taken the time out to listen to the program, or at least listen to the replay. Some things that they can do, again, that don't take a lot of time to help care for themselves. You know, as a friend of mine put it, you always have to take out little bits of time to have little bits of joy. So kind of have nice. have a running list of things that you like to do. Mm-hmm. And then that way, when you find yourself with, whether it's 2 minutes or 10 minutes, you can go to that list and say, ooh, let me sit down and play the piano for a couple minutes, or let me read the next chapter in a book, or let me go outside and listen to the birds, whatever the case may be. So I think, like I said, and I think, well, that's true for everybody, whether you're caregiving or not, although most of us, even if we're not in the role as quote-unquote caregiver, we're still caregiving, whether it's for relatives, friends, colleagues, whatever the case may be, and having that time.
Right, and, you know, whatever brings you joy exactly along that me time.
Right.
Whether it be listening to some music, or, again, reading a book, exercising, burning off the steam in a productive manner,
mm-hmm.
taking a stroll around the house.
I was going to say taking a nap.
That's another important one. Yeah, exactly, especially if you're not getting the sleep that you need.
Take the time when opportunity presents. You know, it's not going to be always the best opportunity, but when you have that chance to sit and read the newspaper or go outside and work with your garden, whatever brings you joy, or you know what, the one thing that was really bothering you, man, that corner table's a mess. Well, you know what? Sometimes the average time it takes to care for someone with Alzheimer's is anywhere in between 10 and 15 years. And that is one of the things that makes that terrible diagnosis so challenging, is that it's not just a start and finish, oh, you have cancer, well, what are my options?
Right.
That there's not immediate gratification, but starting a project where you can take control back, that there's a start and there's a finish, bite-sized pieces. Because, again, whether it be coloring a coloring book or saying, you know what, I straightened up that table and I feel better. And I regained control over my life.
Right.
And just going around the house. What are things that are bothering me? What are big projects? What are little projects? Mm-hmm. What are things that I can delegate to friends that have offered?
Right.
What are things that we need to have the experts come in? Again, you wouldn't want Kelly and I working on your car.
Or your finances.
Or your finances, that's for sure. But you would not want us coming in and guiding you and navigating you through some of the complexities of aging.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you. And again, if you can just spend a minute and provide your contact information to our listeners. And again, listeners, I encourage you, if you know of friends or family members that would benefit from listening to this program, the program is being taped and available via the archives on 100andchamberradio.com.
And we are Nightingale NJ, Elder Care Navigators, located at 148 West End Avenue, the second floor, in Somerville, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-452-6644. Or email address is info@nightingalenj.com.
Great. Well, I want to thank you both again for coming on today's show. Again, there's so many different things we can talk about, but we appreciate you coming in for National Family Caregivers Month. Again, folks, the theme is take care to give care. Keep that in mind. Don't forget about yourself. It's not being selfish to take care of you, because you need to be a good, healthy you in order to better care for those around you. So thanks again for listening to 100andchamberradio.com. Have a great day and a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NATO chief expressing confidence that under Donald Trump, America will be a nation
which will live up to all the commitments of the United States in the alliance.
And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he's pleased to hear that Trump is communicating with the Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think it is a very normal thing that President-elect Donald Trump speaks to world leaders, including, of course, the leader of Russia. And the message from NATO has been that we want dialogue with Russia.
Google saying it's working to keep ads off websites that put out fake news. The company developing a new policy to stop websites that misrepresent content from being able to use its AdSense ad network. It comes as Google, Facebook, and Twitter are catching heat for letting false information get disseminated. This is USA Radio News.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back?
Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every